Welcome, time travelers. I am Rubria Tetula, born in Forum Levi and raised with my twin sister, my mirror and soulmate. My life was as fleeting as a morning breeze, just 20 years, 4 months and 4 days, but intense, filled with light, love and memories that still hover among these stones. My husband, Caius Rifanus Macrinus, a man of noble lineage and a steadfast heart, lived here in the town of Mivaniola, where I spent my happiest days. When I arrived in this valley, the Bidente River flowed clear through the hills, and I perceived the city as a small miracle of order and harmony. Mivaniola, its name echoed that of Mivania, as if to recall the ancient Umbrian roots of this place. Gods and men's destinies were intertwined between stones and woods until Rome, with its strength and law, made it its own, turning it into a flourishing municipality led by magistrates and embellished with a spa, a theatre, and paved streets that shone in the sun. Often, on my walks, I would head along the Decumanus Maximus, the liveliest street in the city. I remember well the honorary pillar of Quintus Vulcena Proculus, patron of Mivaniola's centurions. His bronze statue stood proud, a testament to civic glory. The Forum teemed with life, the basilica, the public buildings, the temples, the taverns, the craftsmen's workshops echoed with a multitude of voices and noises. In the quieter hours, when the men were busy with their activities, I liked to go to the spa. Amidst the vapors and scents of oil, amidst the hot and cold baths, I found a moment of peace. It was there one day that I lost a small treasure, a gold amphora-shaped earring, a gift from my husband. I never found it again. And perhaps this was a good thing, because now you can admire it here, in this room. Sometimes, on clear evenings, I would watch theatre performances, plays, songs, mime games. The voices and music would rise up to the sky as if the gods were enjoying it too. A short but happy life. When fate called me, the necropolis of Mivaniola welcomed me gently along one of the access roads to the city. The graves lined up like a silent procession next to monuments adorned with sculptures and inscriptions commemorating the names of the inhabitants of Mivaniola. In the tombs, the bodies of our loved ones were accompanied by small treasures, vases, coins, perfume bottles, oil lamps, mirrors, jewelry, testimonies to lives once lived, and of affections that no death could ever erase. I, Rubria Tetula, remain here, etched in stone, together with my name and my voice. I ask you, not for tears, but for memory. Listen to the silence of these walls, and perhaps, amidst the echo of the wind, you will still hear the light step of a young woman walking through the city streets.